93.7 The River. Love that song. There was Warren Zevon, the original Werewolves of London. Each and every weekday morning, you got to get up for this. We play records off the River Turntable, and we do it each and every morning. We bring something new in, we play it, and you guys get to vote what it is we play off that turntable. Bringing the record, like, that's a good song. That song sucks. So you guys pick the songs. Today we had Appetite for Destruction.
Yeah.
Brought that in since they're in town at Golden One tomorrow night. So we're going to do the big, big hit. This is the song that everybody saw on MTV back in 1987. For a lot of people, it did change their lives because you saw this greasy, grimy, sleazy guy get off the bus. And he gets off and it's all rainy out and he's just got a t-shirt on. You're like, whoa. This dude looks different, and he's, like, creepy looking. And then you hear the guitar kick in, and it was Welcome to the Jungle.
Yes.
And everybody went crazy. And this record, still to this day, one of the best-selling records of all time. So we're going to play Welcome to the Jungle off the River Turntable. We don't get to do it too often in this time of day. We usually don't play the records, and I don't know why.
We should be playing more, especially when we get them like this. This is a theme song to the Cincinnati Bengals right here, my man.
Is it really?
And this is big time.
Oh, God, I don't want to play this then.
We have to. We must.
All right, whenever you're ready, Joe.
I'm ready right now. 93.7, The River.
Ooh, off the River Turntable, some vinyl for you. Appetite for Destruction, the big first hit from GNR in town tomorrow night over the Golden One Center. This is who's in the band. I wanted to see this because I'm like, who all is this? Because the tour is called Night in This Lifetime Tour. So you got Axl, you got Slash, you got Duff, you got Dizzy Reed, and then you got Richard Fortus and Frank Fair. Okay, so you got a majority. But I'm sitting here looking at the original album cover.
Oh, I thought it was all of them.
No, because going back, you had Steven Adler,
yeah. Okay,
you had Duff McKagan, and then you had Izzy Stradlin.
Is Steven Adler still alive?
Yeah, they're all still alive.
They're all still alive.
I believe. Why'd you ask that? Now I'm starting to wonder. Yeah.
I just wasn't sure. I don't know.
Yeah, they're all still there. So basically, tomorrow night, what you're going to get, Duff McKagan, he's still in the band. Okay, so that's cool.
Your favorite guitar player of all time's in the band.
That's rotten. And then you're going to get Axl. And then the other guy. So you got half on, original, half off. And, I mean, this band has been through so much. I've seen them one time. And to flip this record over and look at these guys, they were just kids. Look, I mean, Axl Rose malnourished.
I mean, he looks so young. So does the blonde-haired one over there on the far left. Which one is that? Is that
Duff? Oh, that guy, yeah. That's Steven Adler.
That's Adler?
Yeah, he was the drummer. So, if you got the tickets, swing by tomorrow night. Joe, he's going to be out, as is producer Dana. They're going to go, and you guys are going to hang out at Sost before the show, and you're going to hang out and give stuff away and say hi to people and shake hands and all that.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be there for like an hour, hour and a half before show starts.
So, you're going to be there 5 to 6-ish.
Well, that's what we're going to, we think 5 to 6 is. Someone told us Guns N' Roses take stage at 7, but all of our tickets say 8, so.
And the fascinating thing with this, you're not going to believe this. This is how mature GNR are now. They're going on promptly at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
There's not going to be a tantrum. It's not going to be like, oh, Axl Rose didn't have his hair done right or his eyeliner ran and everything wasn't just perfect. 8 prompt, all these shows are starting on time, and they say they're playing for 3 hours and 15 minutes or 3 hours and 50 minutes. I mean, it's over a 3-hour show. No one's opening up. They come on, they burn the place down, and that's it.
That's so crazy.
And they come out on time. So I know a lot of people are like, well, I'm not used to a show starting on time, so you better get the asses in the seats and swing by 5 to 6, say hi to Dana and Joe. They're going to be out at Sauce tomorrow. So I hope you guys like it. I mean, you guys have never seen them. I hope you guys have a good time.
I cannot wait, man. I know we will. It'll be a good show. People that have gone to see them when they've played at different places, that they're doing awesome right now.
Yeah.
It sounds fantastic on stage and everything.
So, yeah, swing by tomorrow, Sauce, Joe and Dana. They're going to be hanging out. Coming up, we got more cash.